My lady and I went for our traditional just-before-Christmas flight in our little airplane the other night. We have a little four-seat airplane that flies low and slow. Our friends all think we're out there looking for Santa Claus, but we're not. I guess you could say we're looking for gold. And we got lucky again this year. Our little airport's just a few miles west of Philadelphia. And as usual, on a cold, clear, almost Christmas night when my lady and I got there, it was dark and deserted except for the white runway lights and the blue lights along the taxiways and the spotlight on the windsock. So we strapped ourselves in, fired up the engine, and climbed up into the black and white magic midnight. If you heard a small plane engine late the other night and you looked up and you saw small wingtip lights playing in the stars, that might have been us. Moonlight was shining into the cockpit, and the city's Christmas lights were sliding under our wings. Those city lights were Santa Claus bright. You'd almost hear the ho-ho-ho and the hustle and the crowds and the music and the parties going on down there, but we weren't looking for Santa Claus. So we turned out over the suburbs, and the lights got gentler out there in the neighborhoods. And instead of the city hustle and bustle, you know, the jingle bell sounds, you get houses carefully decorated with Christmas lights. And you get a feeling of carols playing on stereos and fancy paper wrapping around personal presents. And cups of hot chocolate with cold whipped cream and kids trying to pretend they're really asleep. And then a little farther out, we floated over some farms, mostly Amish. Real candles in the windows there. A few horse-drawn wagons down on the streets. You could see their lanterns swinging from side to side on those dark roads. It's almost like flying backward in time. It was quiet. So very quiet. My lady was sitting in the right seat, looking like a lovely little girl in the moonlight, just wearing those big co-pilot headphones. And she was smiling and crying at the same time, and that's when she did it. Again, she said, "Thank you for this. I love you." And as quietly as the sound of ancient angels, the black and white midnight turned into Christmas gold. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry Christmas.